Good Wednesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. We started the hour out with Waumego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. If you missed any of that a little bit later today, you can go to our website, click on the On Demand tab, and you can get caught up on today's In Focus. Right now, I'm here with members of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Committee, Debbie Nuss, Kevin Bryant, and Robin Edmonds. And Debbie, you want to talk about the Day of Service?
I do. One of the things that's always been associated with the Martin Luther King Day celebrations in the community is our partnership with the university and the School of Leadership Studies and a Day of Service. And we work with them to provide volunteer opportunities for students, but not just students. I mean, people in the community can volunteer, too. And Kate Long at the School of Leadership Studies let me know via email a few days ago that right now she has 15 service sites located in the community, and she already has over 150 volunteers signed up to go to those service sites. And these are mostly social service agencies that need volunteer help, and they will go to those sites from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Monday, January 15th, on Martin Luther King Day, to help out in some way. It could be that they go to the breadbasket and help work in the warehouse. It could be that they go to the Flint Hills Volunteer Center and stuff envelopes. I mean, there are just a variety of things that the social service agencies need a little extra help with, and students and community members then volunteer to help them out on those days. If there's anybody that's interested in volunteering that day, the best way to get involved right now is just to call the School of Leadership Studies at 532-6085, and they can get you hooked up and connected to a service site to help out that day.
And so key when you mention a day of service and talk about that, because Dr. King was more than just a man who gave great speeches. He inspired action and was a man of action as well. Robin, you wanted to read a portion of, one of the winning essays?
Yeah, there was a couple that stood out. The 9th through 12th grade winning entry, and I'm not giving away anything because they already know who they are. It's Ella Rosencrantz from MHS. And one of the lines that she had was, "Children are our beacons of hope." And I just thought that was really cool because that's like, you know, a kiddo saying that. And then the portion of the best of the show, and this is Ellie Rankin, Manhattan Catholic Schools, and she had a wonderful poem at the end. It was, it ends, "No matter your gender, no matter your race, no matter your strength, no matter your face, no matter your age, no matter your height, everybody deserves love, everyone deserves light." And seeing that ties back in with the theme for the contest. So it was very
well
cool.
Written. Yeah, important part of what we do is not only is education through the school districts. It's also partnered up with the community conversation. We partnered up with the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative. Our speaker on the 15th down at the Sheridan 530 Richards will be Barry Wilkerson, who will kind of stick with our theme, and then you get to talk to the county attorney and have a great breakfast down there. So it's from 8 to 10 on the 15th on a Monday.
Brady Bowman here with some folks with the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Committee. If you have any input, want to add to the conversation, give us a call, 785-537-1350. Have about 6 minutes left in the program. You can also tweet us at 1350 KMAN. You can also tweet myself at Brady Today, with two being the numeral. And just looking at Martin Luther King's legacy, and every year is different, but for 2018, what do you think that message is in 2018 when we're talking about Dr. King?
Well, we got to go straight to his Poor People's Campaign. The last campaign that he participated in was called the Poor People's Campaign. He was on his way to, after he left Kansas State, he was on his way to do different stops. He ended up in Memphis with the garbage strike, the sanitation engineer strike. But his message was very diverse. He talked about poor people, about how we got the laws in place that we need to start working on the economics, the putting everybody together and getting everybody out of their breadlines.
And it's very key. I did one of my history projects, because a history major was what I was at K-State ultimately. And one of the projects I dealt with was a protest of the Apollo missions, of the Apollo space launches. And the Poor People's Campaign was a big part of those protests because they were protesting, not necessarily protesting going to space and space exploration, but more protesting the costs and how much that was a part of the GTP. People forget the Apollo program actually cost the country more than the Manhattan Project cost the country at the time. So in my research back then, it was very interesting finding how those things were intersecting with each other. Another great thing that's going on in celebration of MLK Jr. is that his son's going to be here at K-State. And that's so cool, I think, that, as you said, Keith, that he's one of the last... MLK had one of the last speeches here.
Exactly. One of the last university speeches. And, you know, it's amazing that you can look at the parallels from today and yesterday and 50 years ago. We've come a long way, and we still have a longer way to go.
Yeah.
I was listening to Vivian Thomas, who is in the 20s was a custodian that was working with the Johns Hopkins surgeon, and he came up with the blue baby technique. And his son was speaking on NPR, and he said, "I have a better view because I've been standing on the shoulders of giants." And if you think about that, what he was saying was he used an Isaac Newton phrase to say that the people before us have made things easier for people for us coming up.
And there's a responsibility in that, right, to be that person today to make it easier for people 10 years from now, 15 years from now.
Exactly.
And going back to Martin Luther King Jr. III, just to remind you on the dates on that, that'll be Thursday, January 25th. It will be at 12:30 p.m. That'll be in the K-State Alumni Center's banquet room. There will be a candlelight vigil to follow. So that's a real treat for the Manhattan area and the state and really all of us who celebrate what Dr. King was about.
I just want to say before we close here, though, that Robin and Kevin and I just represent a much larger group of people that have been working on putting together this program. Basically, we'll start working on next year's program in February. Immediately after, we'll do a debrief and talk about what went right and what went wrong, and then we'll start planning for next year. But we have a pretty strong committee of about 30 people that kind of help make sure that all the pieces for this get taken care of and fall into place. And it's really affirming and invigorating to work with a group of people that have a common goal to address the issues that Kevin has talked about in terms of economic inequality and inclusiveness and diversity. And we do it in such a way that we hope then represents to other people how important that this is in terms of an issue that we continue to need to work on. And again, I want to give credit to Jim Spencer because the man walks and talks Martin Luther King Jr.'s message every day whenever you see him. Mm-hmm. And so he's the one that inspires us and makes sure that we stay focused on the goal as we do all of these things every year.
Before we wrap up, Debbie, if you just kind of want to go over some of those dates again real quick as far as those celebration events, and if anybody wants to help out and get involved, how they can do that.
Sure. Well, Saturday, January 13th from 2 to 4 p.m. is our community celebration. It's at the Manhattan Fire Station Auditorium at the corners of Denison and Kimball's Avenue. And then on Monday, January 15th from 8 to 10 a.m. is the prayer breakfast at the Four Points by Sheraton at 530 Richards Drive. Barry Wilkerson, the Riley County attorney, will be our keynote speaker for that event. And then, of course, Monday, January 15th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. is the day of service, where if you want to get involved by helping volunteer in the community, you can call 532-6085, which is the Staley School of Leadership Studies. And then the other thing that we didn't mention is on Thursday, January 25th at 1 p.m. is the laying of the wreath in recognition of Martin Luther King Week. That's done at the Alumni Center. There's a lecture at 1 p.m. and the laying of the wreath is at 2 p.m. that day.
All right. We're all looking forward to it. Thanks so much for coming on and enlightening us. And thanks.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Dave, it's all yours.
All right, Brad.